USA Chat with Zach, April 25, 2023.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Satjan. Thank you so much for giving us the time and opportunity. May I read the participants?
Yes.
Today, we have these people on the line. Titi, Zoya, Gopi, Kumud, Mitra, Niloufar and Ahmed, Angela, Mitra, Max and Naz, Dina, Nasrin, Sohaila, Little Flower, Kavi, Bahar, Mandana, Mira, Serenia, Mansur, Bepide, Kati, and Radha.
Perfect. Nice having you all. So we know how this chat goes. If you have any sharing, question, wanting more in-depth any subject, please come forth and let's start the chat with an open heart and conscious, being present.
سلام تحت جونم، تحمینم.
سلام تحمینه جان.
I like to start with my heart is always open, especially when I hear your voice. I don't know what is happening to me. I cannot talk about it really. But I just wanted to open this session with expressing my gratitude to you for everything that you have done for me. Every time I hear your words, your one of your wisdom, and I just don't know where I go and what happens to me. It's so profound and it's so meaningful and it runs my life. It really does. It's been a couple of days that I've been talking to myself and I'm just saying let go and let God, let go and let God, and this little words and this wisdom, it's so huge, it's so wonderful, and I don't know what do I do if I didn't have you in my life. So thank you, Aziza. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I love you so much.
Well, I really appreciate your gratitude and your acknowledgement. And I'm so glad for your life because you're spending your life in such a beautiful way, releasing more and more your past burden and everything else that is not suitable for you anymore. And I'm very proud of you.
Hi, Satjan. It's Little Flower. First of all, I wanted to share that what you said last week on resistance, it was so profound and so helpful. I've been looking at it a lot since you said, and I really see myself as a bundle of resistance at times. And when you said what you said, because you said it on a day where I was just killing myself with concern for my sister, and it just was like water on fire. So I wanted to thank you for that. And I have a question, Satjan. I know all along we've asked you, or you have said, like, what pleases you. And you've always said seeing us happy pleases you, or seeing us free. And I was wondering, Satjan, at this part of the way back home, does what pleases you change? Does that always stay consistent in seeing us happy and free? And is it just our capacity and our capability to do more of that which pleases you that changes on the way back home, Sajna?
Yeah, it's a simple question, but a very important question. Like I was saying to most of you, nothing pleases me more than seeing people happy and free of their burden, for sure. And I think this will never change, because when your freedom and your joy is getting more constant, that is the sign of your progress, really. So the more it is, the happier I am, as I am for myself. This is, the happiness that I'm sure we're all pointing to is not a ha-ha-ha type of thing. It is just a joy for no reason. And I know I use no reason often, but no reason has no opposite. It doesn't have any duality. And if it doesn't, means the world cannot touch it and is not of this world. Because in the human creation of the human, it's nothing but opposites. So when we feel peace, joy, freedom, contentment, non-resistance, it is really for, and it we feel it for no reason, then we are not at the mercy of the other people or circumstances. It still is the same. Still, freedom and happiness is, or joy is what makes me happy. And also love. Love has a very big part to it. Love really attracts me. Love makes me talk. Love makes me share. That's very attractive to me when it comes, when I'm aware of it. To me, love and interest go hand in hand.
Thank you, Sachin.
Hi, Sachin. This is Gopi. As following to what Little Flower said about resistance that you talked about last in our last chat, it was exactly what I needed. You know, I thought you heard me. Really, I thought you, at the end of the chat, you are pointing to me. There was a situation I had with my daughter. She shared something, and I started, based on the background and everything, I started giving her advice and interfere, and in that situation, thinking that as a mother is, you know, I have the authority, or I have right to, you know, tell her whatever that I think it was right for her. And then that day, I knew it wasn't feeling good. I wasn't feeling good doing that afterwards. And you said exactly what I needed. And I really, really appreciate it. You even said non-resistance is in the form of advice, not only interfering in advice, like, you know, I was doing. And that was a big, big, huge for me. And it shows how the wisdom that you are telling us, you are giving us, is so perfect. And it targets perfectly to whoever is needing at that particular time. And I was going to thank you so much for all these opportunities and all these wisdoms. That was a huge, huge lesson for me. And I love you so much. So grateful.
Yeah, it's interesting, Gopi, because so many of you guys told me that when I talked about resistance, they thought that I was talking to them because that day they needed it to hear. And as you all know, out of the blue, the subject of resistance came out. So that goes to show that how much there is a grace upon all of us that sees to it that we stay on the right ground. And if we are about to slip, it just brings us up again. So that was interesting.
It was amazing. Always, it's always amazing. Thank you.
سلام سجون، میترا هستم. میخواستم یه چیزی با شما شیر کنم.
Go ahead.
سجون، دیشب توی این بسیار مدیتیشنی که بود یه جورایی کانتمپلیت بود روی این که کی هستیم، نمیدونم اون یعنی چیزی که دیشب انجام دادیم. و من یه تجربه خیلی جالبی اومد. همچون که داشتم این کانتمپلیت رو میکردم، یه لحظه برای من مدیتیشن پاک کنه شما هست، اون اومد و این جرقه زد که ای وای، پس خود منم شاید همون نقاشی روی صفحه سفیدم که هرچی اینا رو من پاک کنم، منو هستی یکی میشی. حالا گفتم با شما مشورت کنم. نه واقعا چیه؟
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it is. It is like this. Yeah, ولی خوبیش اینه که خودت تجربهش کردی. برای اینکه دیدی هیچ جا نیستی، پس چی هستی؟ بعد یاد پاک کنه افتادی. Okay, go ahead, Radha, translate it.
Mitra said, Sachin, last night during the contemplation that we had, the meditation, where we were contemplating on who are you, I had an experience that I'd like to share. As I was contemplating on who am I, the eraser meditation that you've done with us before came to mind. And suddenly I realized maybe then I am also the drawing upon the white canvas. And when that is erased, me and existence are one. And Sachin, the good part is, yes, you're right. And the good part is that you experienced it for yourself. You found yourself nowhere. So what are you? And you remembered the eraser.
Hi, this is Mandana. I just wanted to share that there have been at least two occasions when I shared my freedom and sense of harmony when I'm in nature with you, but I don't feel that when I am among other humans. And you asked me why is that. I have been really going deep inside, and I believe I know probably why it is. And it's mainly because I analyze every behavior of others towards me, and I judge. I'm afraid of being judged. At the same time, that puts me in a situation that I'm uncomfortable. And that's why I don't feel that harmony and freedom when I'm among human beings. And I'm not sure if that's the correct understanding, but I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you looked at it and you find out that this is your problem, and you can easily see that it again, the problem starts from the self. The self, like you said, gets uncomfortable of being judged or judging. And so the remedy for that is really to watch the behavior of the mind, the thoughts of the mind, and just not go with it. I mean, it is very obvious that when we are alone in the nature, we are having a satsang with someone with the same values, that we will feel much better. But when you are with the people that are not in the same rhythm with you, watching yourself is more important than trying to resist or judge or even condemn yourself for feeling that way. Again, like I said, we go back to stay and just be conscious and look at it, and since it's uncomfortable, why would you want to touch it? You just let it go. And the talk we had, many talks we had on non-resistance, and again, we go back to that. If you relax in your body and let go of all your expectation of yourself or others or desire to change yourself or your situation or others, then you find peace. Even in the midst of people that you usually would rather have satsang instead, at least you can tolerate it much easier. So it's very important for us to watch our tendencies and patterns of thinking, because by just watching, we have separated ourselves from identification with them. We can't say, I am judgmental, because you are watching the judgmental things happening without your volunteer suggestion. So is a wisdom. It really is.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
Yeah, good evening, Chad. Today I was working on a certain audio that from February 13th of this year, which was about love and contemplating on love. So afterwards, I went for a walk and I kept listening to it over and over. And I was trying to really zoom on it and see what is love to me. And something came to my mind that right now I can't make sense of it myself, but when I was walking, it really made a lot of sense. And it was that love is the movement and flow of silence. And I just wanted to say this and see if it makes sense, or if it's if you have any comments about it. But it was something, it was my understanding at that time when I was walking.
That was very poetic and beautiful. Love without a box, without being in the prison of ideas of it, is flowing. It just is, in the form of okayness, in the form of contentment. Again, we go back to non-resistance. But when the love is expressed in duality and comes from the ego, which is changeable, then what happens is subject to changes. So it becomes an idea of love. It is not love itself. Yes, you can say that love is the movement of creation or the energy of creation. I would say that you said is silence. And I would say this is the best way to describe love, really. When the mind is silence, what is left. It's just unbounded goodness and love.
Hi, Seth. This is Adrienne.
Go ahead, Adrienne.
Thinking about the mind and how sometimes it feels it gets agitated. Does it get agitated just because it can't? It's not in control. It doesn't know everything that it wants to so much. Like it makes you feel it maybe like something's wrong just because it's trying so hard to be in control and it just can't.
Well, the first thing I want to ask you is, for a moment, ask yourself, who gets agitated? Just ask yourself that and answer me.
It's just like shadow puppets or something. It's not really anything.
Yeah, but when you say the mind gets agitated, is it the thinker gets agitated, or the mind gets agitated? Agitated, or they are both.
I don't know. I think I don't know. I think it must be the mind, but I don't know.
But do you get influenced by it? Do you feel agitation in your body?
No, it's not upsetting me at all. It's just kind of just kind of realizing, like, it just starts trying so hard, and it's so wonderful to be able to let it go.
Yeah. Well, That made me very happy, your answer. If that is what is happening, Adrienne, is you are finding a separation from your thoughts, which you probably at times didn't and did get agitated along with it. But now you're watching it, and we are also sometimes under the collective influence, you know, and so by just looking at it and letting it go, and you were wondering why that happens, and that's the nature of the mind going through different stages of not caring a lot and suggesting. They call it three gunas in Sanskrit. So just the fact that we are beginning to watch it and not identify it with it, I'm sure it dies down. It would be like something that comes and then lasts a very few seconds or a few minutes and then passes by. Like I said, the most important is that now you don't find yourself involved in it. And then to help it die down, you can take it, sit in silence. If you have compassion for your mind, sit in silence and take the attention of the mind into the heart. Take the energy of it to the heart.
So I'm so thankful to have that. So people probably take medication and do all these types of things. And
you're very welcome. We are all graced, just as thankful as you are, I am too. You know, I was been watching the past few days what is happening, and I see that it's so magnificent to see every one of you, including myself, to have such a simple path, and such a straight path from the mind to the heart. And we're all equally benefiting from it, and that is something we can only be grateful to. Now, if somebody, before we say goodbye, is there anything else anybody wants to say? If not, I want either Bahar or Little Flower read the article of Resist Not from last chat one more time. But if there's anybody wants to share anything else, please do.
Sachin, you heard
yes.
me again and again and again. That's exactly what I was going to do. And it's better Bahar or somebody who reads better to read. That's amazing.
Well, I'm glad I fulfilled your desire. Okay, guys, go ahead and one of you read it.
I can, Sachin. I would like to talk a little bit about resistance that could be so subtle that you don't even know that you're resisting. If your body is not relaxed, including your mind, in all situations, you are resisting. If you have an opinion about what is beneficial in your life and what is not, a set opinion, it is resistance. I'm talking about resistance because it can be very subtle, but it causes pain. When we want to change a situation or avoid a situation, it is resistance. If we're looking for a solution, an immediate solution, it is resistance. In other words, if you watch yourself, of course less for us than ordinary people, if you really watch yourself, you become so familiar with the thoughts that are presenting some sort of resistance in different forms. So watching oneself is very, very important because you get to know the things that you didn't know about oneself that actually is a nagging pain. And once you see it, it will never be the same again. So that was my prompting just now. Not wanting to change the situation and accepting what is non-resistance, and it is peaceful. The body becomes relaxed, the mind settles down. Not wanting to interfere with people that are around us at all times, even in the form of advice, is non-resistance. Resistance and attachment are two brothers that go together very well. So if you catch one, the other one weakens. Although it is a character, you are not trying to remove that character or criticize yourself. You're just becoming aware of it, and that is enough.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone. Have a wonderful week until we meet. Namaste to all of you.